Access number 30640, Mr. Len Abbott, Reel 1. Can you tell me when and where you were born, Mr. Abbott?
I was born in 3 Barrington Road, Manor Park, E12.
And could you tell us a bit about your family background?
My dad worked for the post office. He was there for, well, my dad started off in the army. He was a regular in the army, and we went to India with him, went to Egypt with him.
So you were born in what, when were you born again, sorry?
1933.
And what was the date?
20th of November.
And so tell us a bit about you, where you were living. You were living in London at first?
We were living at Manor Park.
And how long were you there for?
We was there for, I would say, I was about 4 when I went to India.
So you won't remember much about it. What do you remember about India?
All I can remember is my brother jumping off the roof as, what's his name? Hobbelon Cassidy, and broke his both legs. And we got a photo of him laying on the, like in bed with his legs done up. That's really the only thing I can remember. As far as India is concerned.
Where after India?
Then we went to Egypt. And all I can remember there was when I went to put my shoe on, I complained that it was saying, give me shoe. And they put it on to me 3 times. And the bearer, because you know, in the army, you used to have bearers. Well, he actually knocked the shoe and come out was a scorpion. And I'd put my foot in there, and he never tried to bite me. Well, he might have tried to bite me, but he didn't. And, of course, the scorpion just ran away. But that's all I can remember as far as little thing. Oh, and another one was, believe it or not, Hatma Gandhi? The one that used to walk around with the stick? Now, he actually stopped his... motor trade, coming through, and he actually stopped and picked me up from the floor and give me to my mother. Now, I don't know whether that's recognised at all or not, but my mother always says that that definitely did happen. I don't remember it, mind you. I mean, I can't remember that. But that was in India, when I was in India, yeah.
And so how old were you? So how, you were in Egypt. Which regiment was your father with?
The Royal Horse Artillery.
And so what happened next then?
Right, well, I can remember then. I remember going into the first Bren gun carrier that come into India, into Egypt, with my father, because I was only, what? I was about... 5-ish then, and I can remember, like, my mother used to ride around on a bike, and they used to have my dad had the seat in the middle for me, and wherever they went, I went. I was the baby of the family until of course I come home, and then they had another girl, but I was the baby of the family then, and then we come home. And we went back to Manor Park, which my father was lucky in getting a place in Leader Avenue, Manor Park. And of course, he worked from there, and because it was only around the corner.
Was he still in the army?
He was still in the army, and then he got posted out. He didn't get posted out of the army. He got discharged from the army because of his health, and he went to work for the post office. Mount Pleasant, and he was there for, I can remember him working there all the time, but I would say he was there for a good 20 years when I can remember him anyway.
Now, how well off was the family? I mean, did you cope? Because times were quite hard in those days.
It was very hard. I mean, we didn't realise it, but they used to give us everything, what they couldn't afford. Like my dad, if he couldn't afford tobacco, he would say, all right then, I'll manage with this only a little bit this week. But he used to give it, I mean, we never knew nothing like this. I mean, it was always given to us, four children. It was four children then. And we was, how can I explain it? We just brought up, there was two girls and two boys. Whatever my brother had, I was the next one down, so I had to wear his leftoffs. I never got anything new, as far as it was concerned. So, but that's how it was with us. Whatever, but they never, how can I put it? They rowed left, right and centre. My father and mother used to row like I don't know what. But the thing was with them, they always looked after the children, always looked after the kiddies. They were their pride and joy sort of thing, you know. So, and then we come home. We was in Manor Park, I would say, to the 45 the war started?
39.
39, but it was about 45 that we all started getting evacuated, wasn't it?
No, that's when the war ended.
That's when the war ended. So it must have been the 39, 40-ish, when we were all evacuated out.
Now, hang on, what about your education? What do you remember about that? When did that start?
I had a very bad education, as far as it concerned, because when I was old enough to go to school, like when I'm talking about after the warish time, I had rheumatic fever.
Oh, okay. Hang on. I think you're right. I've got the dates wrong there. Let's leave education because that's mainly after war.
That's
what do you remember about your evacuation?
Right. When we were evacuated, we managed to get.
Where did you go to?
Felixstowe.
And was this after the bombing had started? That would be 1940.
After the bombing started. It was only through the bombing.
Not when the war first started.
Oh, no. It was only through the bombing that made my father get put all his children away.
Now, 1940, so you'd be, what, six?
Six-ish, yes. My brother went to Wales, and my two sisters went with me to Cornwall.
I thought you went to Felixstowe.
Felixstowe. That's Cornwall.
No.
Done it wrong again, sorry.
It's all right. Which is it? Is it Cornwall or is it Felixstowe?
It's Felixstowe.
Right.
Yeah, we was at Felixstowe.
Now, tell me about your time there. What do you remember of the journey there? I mean, you were very young. You might not remember it too well.
Well, I remember queuing up at the station with all our tags on and our gas masks around the back of our necks and a little holder in, or carrier bag mainly, wasn't it? Like a little bag. There you had all your clothes in. And then when we went to, from left London, and we went to Felixstowe, we all landed up in schools. Can we remember that?
Now, what about the billets? I mean, were you who were you living with?
That's what I'm saying. When we was there, we landed up going to this hall, if you like, a big hall. And they tried to put us three together because we were family. But what they did, they split us up. They put me and my sister together, and my other sister had to go somewhere else. So, but we went to live with other people. You know, like they put us in different homes. Like the people down there, they looked after us.
What do you remember of that? How did they treat you?
Well, we wasn't treated very well.
Why not?
Reason being, when you talk about getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, I didn't realise it then, but I do now. But when you're getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning and have to go and do schools, sweep schools out and put all the chairs down and do all that kind of thing, it reminds you of slave labour.
So you were billeted in this school?
No, we was actually billeted with a woman that had the school, who used to go down and clean the schools out. And from that, she used to make us get up and do the work for it. So that kind of a thing, we did really, at the time, we didn't mind, because it was a job that we thought was helping the person who was there, like, you know.
What about, what was your room like?
Oh, it was livable. Oh, it was very good, very clean. Oh, everything was nice as far as that's concerned. And me and my sister lived together because we was together for, well, from the time we'd come home.
And anything else she did that was a bit harsh, other than making you work? The food all right?
The food was, well, food was okay, but it was plain food, like bread and jam and things like that, you know. I mean, you didn't get any eggs or butter or anything like that at all. I mean, we knew where it went, but...
So you had to work hard, but any, you know, with what anything else she did that was untoward or not nice?
I can't remember offhand. I would say...
So it's just a bit hard.
It was that kind of a thing was very hard. I mean, we used to do that in the morning, and we used to do that of an after about 5 o'clock at night. We used to have to go out and clean offices and do things like that. That, I mean, we was there as a couple of cleaners. That's all we were, really, if you think about it. I mean, we had a nice bed, and we were brought up properly. I mean, you weren't allowed to swear or do anything like that. I mean, they brought you up properly as far as it's concerned.
Now, what about school? Do you go to the school?
Yes, we went to the school.
And how did you do there? I mean, you
again, very... we was annihilated, like we was on our own. Because we were evacuees, we were called evacuees. Believe that or not, we were called evacuees. And they used to look down their nose at you. All the kids that used to live there thought they were much better than we were, sort of thing.
And did they do anything about it, or were they just...
Oh, they used to cause fights with you. Oh, yeah. Like, especially with my sister. I mean, you know what brothers are like. I mean, brothers stick up for their sister, whether she's wrong or right. But mainly, I was in fights with my brother, with somebody through my sister. Whatever happened, I mean, I was always in trouble there.
And what about the school? Do you remember the school? Or was it just the kids you remember?
Really, the kids made a bigger impression. I mean, the school, as far as I know, you went in and you had three... There was one school we went to. We'd go to one school in the morning, and then we used to have to go to another school in the afternoon. I mean, like, why they'd done that, I don't know, but that's what they did to us. Like, we'd go, say, just around the corner for the morning, and then go somewhere else, which was twice as long, in the afternoon. Why, I don't know, but that's what they did to us. So, and the school, really, was a school. You went there to learn, and if you didn't learn, you got told off for not doing the right thing or the wrong thing. So,
were you homesick?
Yeah.
How
much.
Badly? Tell us about that.
We used to sit in bed and cry overnight. And the people downstairs used to hear it, but never used to do nothing about it. And if, again, it's only what a normal kid would do, would be to say, my dad wouldn't do that to me, my mum wouldn't do that, my mum wouldn't make me do this. And of course, you get sent upstairs, and you go upstairs again, and things like that. But that's the main thing of what I'm trying to put over. We were looked after reasonably. Let's put it that way. We were looked after reasonably well,
but not kindly.
I don't think so myself. I don't think so.
Now, how long were you there for?
I was there for at least a year.
So to 1941, probably.
Yes.
And anything happened while you were there at Felixstowe?
Yes, I remember some planes come over, and what they did, they dropped their bombs on us as the last result, because they went to go into London, and they couldn't drop their bombs. So what they done, they turned around and they come out, and as they come out, instead of dropping their bombs in London, they dropped them just where they could, so they made a bit of an impact. So that's one thing I can remember, and we stood and watched them actually dropping their bombs.
What could you see?
About 2 dozen planes in the air with black things coming out of them.
And what about the damage that resulted?
Fair. What we see of it, because don't forget where we was living, it was a sort of out in the countryside. So really, unless it hit it, the houses and done damage to the houses in the field, it just made a big hole. But within reason, it was a lot of damage done, because, I mean, me as a kid, I didn't realise it at that particular time, what they were actually doing even.
Now, anything else about your time, your year in Felixstowe? Did you have any contact with your parents?
According to, we used to have a letter come from my dad every week, and we used to have to sit down, and we'd get my sister over, Ivy, would come over, and we used to all sit together, and then they'd read us the letter, and that was the highlight of the week sort of thing. You know, we used to sit there, and then they used to give you the letter, and then it's up to you what you did with the letter. I mean, most probably we threw the truth.
But they didn't visit. They couldn't.
No, they couldn't visit. No, no.
Anything else in Felixstowe?
No, the only thing we did know is that one afternoon, my dad come down and he said, if we're going to die, we're all going to die together. So he decided that he would pick me and my sister and my other sister up, put them all together and bring us back to Manor Park.
And this is, you thinking, 41-ish?
Pardon? Yeah, roughly 41-ish. So he picked us up and brought us back home. And the reason he did that, because as I said, his idea was, and he knew we was not very happy down where we were, because he knew that. I suppose, well, I don't know how he knew, but he did know. Let's put it that way. Either he knew or he done it in his way of thinking, if we're going to die, we're going to die together sort of thing, you know. So he brought us back home and we went to live in Leader Avenue.
Now, what was happening in London then? Was there a lot of damage in the Manor Park area?
When it started, we was about home for about 3 months. And when it started, the doodlebugs started. You remember the doodlebugs? They come along. Off go the engines and straight down, wherever it was. Well, where we were living, there was a lot of, near the road in, there was a lot of factories. And they used to be trying to knock out these factories. Howards, the Aspro people, and people like that that was working over the embarking. So we used to, you know, and another one I can remember. Do you remember the Ilford Palace? It blew up and it got bombed one night, and a load of people got killed in there. Now I can remember that because I used to play in there, and there was one an advert coming the Stratford Express telling you of years ago what did happen. And they took a photo of where I used to play. And it is funny because it put you right back to where it was, right on the corner of Ilford Broadway it was.
Now, what was it like when the V1s came down? Did you ever see one come down?
Oh, yeah. Oh, not V1s. V1, would that be V? Yeah, V1s, yeah.
V2's the one you can't see.
No, that's the one you couldn't see. That's right. No, the V1s, you see plenty of them. And as long as the engine kept going, you was all right. But as soon as the engine stopped, you used to have to duck for cover, because it would come, wherever it stopped, if it stopped dead above you, it would come straight down. So that's something we did know about.
And any close escapes, or was it?
I can't remember of any.
Any
no.
other bomb? Any bombing raids, or did they stop?
Oh, yeah, no, bombing raids.
Tell us about them.
Oh. My father, we used to live in one of the shelters, not the Anderson shelters, they're the ones that go in the ground, but the ones we had were the ones that were built up
upright. The communal ones.
Yes.
Now, what were they like? Tell us, because, you know, there's not many of them left. There are some, but what was it like to look at and inside?
Well, to look at, they looked like a square box. And you had one place at the back, like a, how could I put it to you? It was like a double lumber vine. One bolted, it was bolted both sides. The idea being that if anybody got caught in there and you couldn't get through the front door, they would undo the bolt and they would take you out the back way. But we was all in there. And
what was it like in there? With any chair, you know, what was
No, just bare. But my dad, what he'd done, he built a bed 6 inches off the ground and made a load of beds. So when you first went in there, it was a bed, like you had to get up on this bed sort of thing. And you'd just sleep where you could.
And how crowded was it?
Oh, very crowded. We had my father and my five of us used to sleep in there. So I can assure you it's very crowded.
How big was this? This wasn't one of the communal ones on the street.
Oh, no. No, this is in your back door, at your back. Just at your back. I don't know if there's many of them left.
But it wasn't an Anderson, it was just another type built
It was a built-up shelter, like a square box. Just like a square box.
I didn't realize. So just the five of you in there?
There was the five of us in there,
What was it like when there was a raid in there for you? You were only a little lad, weren't you?
Well, mainly, I was lucky. Because what happened is, they used to put us in of a night. And by the time the raid started, you were a kip sort of thing. The only time I can remember is that my dad and all his neighbours jumped over the fences to these other people and smashed their windows in. Because what they'd done, they left the lights on. Well, I mean, although it was never said that you could do that, he never got prosecuted for doing it, and nor have our neighbours got prosecuted. Because they all jumped over in the thing and they just threw bricks through the window and broke the bulb, I suppose, broke the bulb inside. But up there you could see down, and they used to they bomb wherever they could.
Tell me about the blackout. What was a blackout like in your house? I mean, how did your mum do it or dad do it?
You got told off for opening the curtains at the wrong time. You didn't have much of a... Well, you didn't have much of a life, really, as far as lights inside were concerned. You didn't, I mean, don't forget, I mean, now you've got bigger lights and you've got 100-watt bulbs and you've got... But years ago, you'd never had them. So within reason. But again, we survived. I mean, that was the point. We did survive.
Now, was there much bomb damage near you?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
There was a street... called Elm Grove, and it was we went along there in the morning, and we used to have what they call shelters inside the house. There were still shelters that used to go in the corner, and it used to be, I would say, 8 foot by 8 foot. It was just like a steel thing that was put in the corner. Now, I remember going along there, and a couple of us mates, we was all running up and down, grabbed this hand and shouted to the lifeguard or the people that we found somewhere, and the hand come off in this boy's hand. So we knew the person had lost their arm or hand or whatever it was.
And they were in one of these Morrison shelters.
I think it was called a Morrison shelter. Yeah, and it was one of them. And this turning that I'd done. And funny enough, it was two doodle bugs that done the whole lot, done the whole turning in. Just one was halfway up the top, and one was halfway down the bottom, and they just sort of destroyed all the lot, you know.
Did you play on the bomb sites? Tell us about that, because you mentioned you played on
Ilford Park.
What would you do? People don't really know now. I mean, what games would you play?
Germans and English and Germans. Pilots. you'd play a sort of, you'd go along and you'd have to, you'd be the English, and the English would be attacking the this broken down house, and you'd have about 20 blokes in there, according to you, and you'd have a stick in your hand, which would be a gun, and you used to be able to tell them what you're going to fire. And whenever they killed you, you always come out with something that they killed you, you killed them better with. But that's the kind of a thing that we used to do. Yeah, so that's about all I can remember as far as that's concerned.
What about rationing? Tell us about that. Food and sweet rationing.
Well, my mum used to look after, again, my mum used to do what she could do, but of course she used to look after us, and you couldn't have sweets. That's why, I used to tell my grandchildren now that what we used to have was an apple, an orange, and a banana, and that used to be every Christmas, and that was something that was out of the world, out of this blue. What, for me to have an apple, an orange, and a banana was never known. You only got that at Christmas time. That was in your Christmas. But sweets, as far as they were concerned, we used to get a certain amount of sweets, but we wasn't allowed a lot because they used to use the sweet coupons for sugar and all the rest of it. Anything they could get their hands on. So that's one thing they used to do for it.
Did you miss sweets, or were you not used to them?
Well, I wasn't used to them. No, I wasn't used to them.
What about clothing rationing?
Well, again, they found it very, very hard. But again, we wasn't... Because don't forget, I said to you, what we used to do, we would take off the... whatever my brother wore, and he got brand new, I would be able to wear after he's finished with
it. Hand-me-downs.
Yeah, more or less all the time, yeah. I don't think I ever had a new suit until I come out of the army. That's the first time I ever had a new suit.
Now, so anything else about you're back at school. How was school affected by it? You'd be at school then, you'd be...
Yeah, but I mean... Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. When I come up, first of all, I was evacuated out to here, and then I had to join a new school. Then I was moved on for another little while. Then I was evacuated out here. You know what I mean? I went to so many different schools that they never knew what to teach me from the word go.
So your education was badly affected by...
I didn't have no education. Didn't have none.